The debate has been raging for days and carried on the Nolan TV show last night. Should the footballer Ched Evans, who's been in prison for rape, be allowed back onto the pitch? We started debating this last night and all kicked off once again. The 25-year-old was found guilty of raping a 19-year-old woman in a hotel and was jailed for 5 years. But he's now been released from prison after serving half of his sentence. So far, Sheffield United have kept silent on whether the club plans to re-sign the Welsh international. Evans released a video last week asking to be allowed to resume his career. Let's have a listen.
Now that I've served the custodial part of my sentence of 2.5 years, it is my hope that I'll be able to return to football. If that is possible, then I would do so with humility, having learned a very painful lesson. I would like a second chance, but I know not everyone would agree. I don't believe I have a given right to play again, but for any club to take me on, I have learned a valuable lesson and know that, over time, I can prove myself to be a positive influence, not just on the pitch, but also in the community. Thank you for listening to me.
Well, the commentators Emma Wolfe and Luke Gittos with us this morning. Morning again, Luke.
Morning.
So you kicked it off last night on the telly show. Let's continue today. Emma, good morning to you. What do you think? Should he be allowed back?
Good morning. And not a word from that man about his victim. It's all about him. He hasn't apologised to this victim directly. He hasn't shown any remorse and he continues to protest his innocence. And if rehabilitation or if going to prison means anything, it means that you need to express regret for what you've done.
Well, he's appealing. He's appealing his conviction.
Yes, he's a convicted rapist. The jury's verdict was unanimous.
Luke, you argue that Ched Evans should be given a second chance.
Well, absolutely. We live in a liberal democracy where we have a justice system where we purport to treat these kind of offences with objectivity, equality before the law. And unfortunately, some campaigners think that all of that should just go out the window the moment we start talking about rape cases. Now, Ched Evans continues to protest his innocence, as is his right. It's his right to appeal his conviction. And so it makes sense that he wouldn't apologise to his victim, because at least from his perspective, he's innocent. And I'm afraid, in a system where we value individual rights, that is his right to continue to do so.
Yeah, but from the jury's perspective, he's guilty, and that's your point, Emma.
I think honestly we have a duty to send a clear message about the kind of world that we want to live in. There are too many men, especially these overpaid footballers, but there are too many men who think that they can do whatever they want to a woman. And, you know, the message has to go out loud and clear that they can't. Two women a week are killed by their male partners. We have to be really, really, we have to set an example. You remember the young fans who've been chanting Super Ched Evans. Super Ched Evans does what he wants. What kind of example is this to young boys, young girls, to young people? But unfortunately, footballers are a role model, and he's entered into a contract where he's paid a lot of money. And
But as Luke was saying last night, are they a role model for how we should get on at life? Surely what you do with a footballer is you go and you admire their skills on the pitch. You don't go and say...
They are role models. They are.
But do you really go and watch a footballer? Do you really think people go and watch a footballer and copy their lifestyle?
That's exactly what young men do. They think that they can treat women exactly how these men do.
Well, I'm sorry, but you have an appalling view of young men. I don't know any men like that. I don't know where you're getting this idea from. Do you have any evidence to claim that?
Yeah, I mean, Rio Ferdinand has just been fined for tweeting offensive stuff about women. A lot of these footballers are.
It was vulgar language.
They don't sign up to that.
Young men behave and treat women how they want. Do you have any evidence for what you're saying? Or do you just make brass assertions about how young men are? The majority of young men know how to treat young women. They get along quite well. The problem is they keep getting told by rape campaigners like yourself that they are all
against rape campaigner? I'm not a rape campaigner. I'm a feminist.
You're making exactly the same argument that a lot of these campaigners do make. The argument being that all young men are a danger to young women. They're basically animals being held back on a leash.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that these footballers who are in the public eye are paid a lot
men
of money
don't know how to
idolized
young
by young
how to
men.
They have an example. They're idolized for how they play football. I don't know many men, young or old, who look to footballers for moral guidance or guidance on how
to play. How do you explain the chant, Super Ched Evans does what he wants? How do you explain that chant?
Frankly, I've heard all sorts of awful things chanted at football matches, but I don't use that as a barometer for how all football fans think. I think you'll find that as a significant minority, and you're going to find a minority of people chanting all sorts of things at football games. You find racist chants, homophobic chants. Not all football fans are like that. Not all footballers are like that. And I certainly wouldn't go so far as to say all young men are like that. I didn't say all young men.
I didn't ever use the word all. You're saying some people are out there and behaving like we just give up. I'm saying we have a duty to send clear messages. We have a duty to set a moral standard, and society has a moral responsibility to act. And the fact is there are lots of young men out there who are talented as anything who would die for this chance. Why on earth would Sheffield United be considering re-employing this young man who presumably hasn't played much football over the past 2 years? Why would they consider Evans
is a better footballer than those young men. That's the point. That's why he's getting offered the contract over someone else. But I think the key dangerous argument here is that basically what you want to do is use Ted Evans to, in your words, send a message. I'm sorry, I think that's barbaric. I think it's medieval. The point is that we don't use people, especially people who have been convicted of criminal offences and then served their time. We don't use these people to send
their
message.
Time.
And then what? Maybe ruining a woman's life.
Well, do you not believe in someone serving a sentence and having a chance to integrate them, reintegrate themselves back into society, Emma?
Not as a footballer, no. I don't believe he should be rewarded for the way he's acted. And I believe in serving your sentence, i.e. 5 years, not two and a half years. I believe that there are plenty of other young men out there who deserve it much more than this man does. And yes, he can go and get a job on the minimum wage doing something else. That's absolutely fine.
Well, that's utterly ludicrous, utterly medieval approach.
Well, I believe in society, and you clearly don't.
Well, I do believe it. Of course I believe in society. I believe in a society that values redemption. The idea that he would come out and be forced to work minimum wage because you want to send a message about what you think about rape, I think is barbaric, draconian and wrong.
Well, I think the man needs to express some kind of remorse then and maybe apologise to his victim.
But that's not your point.
That's my point. It's exactly my point.
That's for him to decide when he is going to do that. And that's his right as an individual. It's not for you to dictate when he should apologise, who he should apologise to. Of course, it may well affect our view of him as an individual if he continues to maintain his innocence in spite of all the tribunals in the land telling him that he's got to face up to what he's done. That might well affect our judgment as to who he is as an individual. But to say that he has to apologise before he's able to do a job that he's worked his whole life to be able to do, I think it's wrong. It's not how we treat... So what about Luke McCormick, who killed two children behind the wheel of a car whilst drunk? What do you think we should do with him? Should he ever be able to play football again? Or should we use him to send a message about what we think about drunk driving?
There's a big difference between... Well, I mean, I'm not going to start moral relativism, but there's a big difference between getting drunk and killing people, i.e. manslaughter, and raping a woman.
What's the difference?
You can't see the difference.
Which is more serious in your view?
There's intentionality and all sorts of things going on there. I'm not going to start making judgments about whether it's more serious to kill someone or to rape a woman. They're both absolutely horrific.
Well, the point is...
But for this young man to completely... He's in complete denial, and he's actually made this woman's life complete hell. She's had to move twice. She's been attacked on Twitter. She's had thousands of messages of abuse for doing nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, we could say very similar things about the emotional impact of losing your two children. It's exactly what happened at the hands of Luke McCormick. I think the point is that you're completely inconsistent. You're treating rape as some special, egregious case.
Okay, let's see what we think at home. George in Belfast. Morning, George.
Good morning, Stephen. What people seem to forget is part of the modern footballer's lifestyle and what they do in work is they involve themselves in community projects. Every big major club in England has a community outreach project. Footballers go to hospitals, they go to schools, they go to disabled communities, they help with the homeless, all of that stuff, more and the above. So clubs need to keep hold of their corporate image, and in bringing back a convicted rapist would destroy the corporate image of any football club.
Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Hello, Steve. No, I just think in the law you can't pick and choose. I mean, this guy was found guilty. He served his time. He's been released. He's entitled to get on with his life. That's the rule that applies to everybody else.
Well, there's no one saying he's not entitled to get on with his life, but you know, is he entitled to be at the very top of the spectrum in terms of, you know, to be a footballer is a privilege, isn't it? And Emma is arguing that you have a role well beyond just a day job if you're a footballer, because you're influencing your community. You're influencing young, impressionable people, Alex.
Well, think that. I don't think young people take their role, take footballers as moral role models. I think that's overstated. I'd also say this: if you use the term, he should be made an example of, he should be this. You know, he's alleged to have used a young girl for his means, and he's paid the price for it. She simply wants to use him for her means. In other words, she wants to use him as an example. And I have no sympathy. I've read of somebody for a rapist, but nevertheless, he served the time. You can't pick and choose in the
Well,
law.
If you take that logic, right, then yep. Presumably you would suggest that Rolf Harris, when he gets out of jail, should be welcomed back to the BBC and Channel 5 and everyone else
exactly.
He worked for.
I don't think
if Jimmy Savile was still alive, you'd bring him back too, would you?
Jimmy, I think Jimmy Savile is a much more extreme case. I just think, are we as a society meant to gather around at the prison gates and to judge whether or not somebody should be allowed back in? They've done their time. The law can be quite unpalatable. It can make unpalatable decisions.
Okay.
But that's one. I mean, what's the alternative? Do you have a second jury at the prison gates? Does the good-looking fella get away with some the ugly person? They say, we don't want you.
Listen, really interesting stuff, actually. Alex, thank you. Luke and Emma, nice to talk to you today. Thank you very much indeed.